The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Was that was that another Equinox song? Green is the color. What was that all about?
Green is the color. You know,
is that because we did a cannabis story last hour? What was that?
There's a lot of green in the show today.
We're gonna
be talking about green neighborhoods here coming up. But this morning, I was sitting there, I was going, gosh, it's green. It's just feeling some green today, and I had to come up with something about green. And I was looking at. It's not easy being green, and I was like, I want something different, and I came across, believe it or not,
a green marching song.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders. That's their team song. Green is the color. Football is our game. And
their flag better not be pink.
I think we've got a few football fans that listen to the show. But did you know that Canada has their own football league? I didn't even know that.
The Canadian Football League. Heck yeah.
I think Saskatchewan.
Didn't Doug Flutie play there?
I may have. I don't know. But they're Saskatchewan. Their team is the Rough Riders, and they're all about the color green. And they're actually playing a game today. Here in about an hour, they're going to be playing Ottawa. Now, I'll tell you what. I mean, we're going into football here, which you weren't expecting. But
no, not at all.
First of all, Canadian Football League, they're big time, apparently. And Ottawa, their team name really kind of struck me.
What is
it? Imagine a room of guys getting together like, okay, we want to give our team a name, right? Okay, so let's come up with a team name. Well, okay, I don't know, Joe. What do you think we ought to call them? Well, what's our colors? Our colors are red and black.
Okay.
The name of the team for Ottawa?
Yes.
The Red Blacks.
What?
I'm not kidding. The Red Blacks.
That was the day when 100% of them showed up on Pop.
Oh, hi. I don't know, dude.
The Red Blacks, dude.
The Red Blacks.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Think they could have been a little more original than that.
We got loads of Canadian listeners. Call us. The toll-free number works. You can explain
Red
that
Blacks?
One. I know. I think that the hockey team is the Senators. Ottawa Senators, I think, or something.
What
but
are
yeah,
our
Red
colors?
Blacks.
Orange and blue. Yeah. Let's call ourselves the Orange Blues.
Orange Blues.
We're Red Blacks. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our salute to our Canadian listeners there. We're
all right. So we need to go green even more, don't we? This is the story, Super Don. Get your head in the game, right?
All right. I'm in the game.
The question at the healthfinder.gov website is, do greener neighborhoods produce healthier babies? Now, that's an interesting headline. When you read it, I'm just like, what do they mean by this? Fewer preemies, that's premature babies, right? Babies not full term. And small babies, which I think they're referring to low birth weight babies as well. Those are full term but lower birth weight. Fewer of them are delivered when their moms live near trees and grass.
Yeah.
Is that an interesting discovery?
It's it's interesting, but at the same point, it also makes sense. I mean, they say here, pregnant women who live in leafy green neighborhoods, so I'm assuming there's a lot of really good birthing going on in Jamaica, are less likely to have premature or low birth weight babies. So why would that be? Why is, if you live around trees and grass and foliage, would you have a better pregnancy?
Right. You know, another thing that strikes me, it's always difficult when we work with the language, when you say pregnant women, because do you really need to delineate pregnant women? I always wonder about that. How do you say pregnant? Oh, yeah, because I'm glad you said that, because I wasn't sure if you were talking about a man or a woman. Pregnant women.
Man, yes.
Men, right. No, that does not happen. But pregnant women
live in the desert, have low birth weights.
Right. Research analyzed for more than 64,000 births. Hey, another Canadian story, eh? Good job, Superdyne, keeping it real for the Canadian listeners. In Vancouver, they found that expectant mothers who lived in neighborhood with plenty of trees, grass, or other vegetation, a 20% lower risk of very preterm births, that's before 30 weeks, and a 13% lower risk of moderate preterm births, that's 30 to 36%. You know, this could have been literally a moment of duh for us, but I think it really builds perhaps, and I don't know if we can go other places with it, because in a few minutes I kind of wiped out the germ theory and really helped people understand the law of the terrain, but this fits right into that, doesn't it? I mean, if you live in a concrete jungle with all kinds of electromagnetic frequency interference, EM radiation, and not a tree in sight, the air is going to be dirtier. The stress levels are going to be higher. The minerals that you normally get from your food are going to be utilized not to produce a healthy baby to full term, but to defend against the toxins that are coming in from your environment. And so you live around leaves and trees and green grass. Hopefully it's not too polluted via the neighborhood covenants that make sure that you use a lot of chemicals to kill the pests and such, and the weeds and such.
Right.
But you're going to, again, in the law of the terrain concept, we understand that if you're in a polluted, toxic environment, your body knows what to do, but it needs stuff to do it with. And therein lies the reason why we supplement, why I take extra selenium every day, why I do the chromium, why I'm doing Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy, different things like that, why we do the Beta 1 3D Glucan for Better Way Health. All of these things to help us to modulate stronger function and immunity and different things, because even in a greener environment today on planet Earth, we're dealing with toxic burdens and loads that it's being measured in cord blood. That is just horrific, absolutely horrific. And so my question is, it's a wonder how any child is born healthy, but it's a testament to creation. It's a testament to the adaptation syndrome or principle that Hans Selye identified and wrote about, that we live it all, but we do, but we're not optimally functioning. We now live in a state of chronic illness. Again, as the me that I was, maybe am, but a lot less, chronically ill, almost from birth, because of the poisons that were given to me in the guise of powdered breast milk substitute that I projectile vomited out as fast as I could. And no, it wasn't because I came out of the womb drinking lots of alcohol and having, you know, alcohol violent, you know, convulsion. That wasn't me. It was just like, hey, don't put that stuff in me. That's not good. Where's the breast milk? You know, my mom says, well, the doctor said this stuff's better. And I disagreed violently. But I survived it via adapting. It wasn't perfect because I was having skin rashes. I was having allergies, food issues, then infections, sinus infections, throat infections, gastrointestinal infections, antibiotics all the time. So all of these things were colluding to corrupt my terrain even further, all under the guise of suppressing the symptoms of my body, desperately trying to find a healthy balance to detoxify the poisons coming into me.
Now, did you grow up in a green neighborhood?
I grew up in, well, Queens.
New York?
Yep. Queens. The first
you grew
six
up
years.
In Queens?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you're like Run DMC. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I was a rap star before I knew
like,
what a rap
you're
star
like,
was.
You're like, yeah. Straight from Queens. That's awesome. You know,
isn't that wild? Yeah.
I did not know that. I learned something new about Robert C.
Little history.
In Queens. That's awesome,
yeah.
Dude.
I joined the planet on the island of Manhattan, and then, you know, we moved to the suburbs.
Okay.
At least that's what they were, but
so
they were all high-rises.
Concrete jungle is pretty much where you grew up.
Yeah, no, I was artificially grown. I could have been a test tube baby for all we knew.
Well, check it out. There's something really interesting about this study they did. They actually went and tried to readjust the factors in this study You know, like neighborhood income, the ability to walk around the neighborhood, exposure to air pollution and stuff like that. Believe it or not, the results did not change. That even if you were in an area where there was air pollution, there was noise, didn't matter whether you were high income, low income, it still had the same effect as far as birth weight goes if you lived in a green neighborhood.
Right. Doesn't that show you the power of nature, though?
Yeah.
To purify, to detoxify, even with the poisons around us. And see, that's the point of what I try to tell folks. When I say the power to heal is theirs, I'm not exaggerating, because you are a part of nature. You are. And those natural laws work for you. They'll also work against you if you violate the laws of nature. And now I'm not talking about a moralistic code. It can be for you. That's cool. But I'm talking about the principles that guide us. We're going to go into Star Wars talk. We can talk about the Force.
Right.
The vital force in homeopathy. You know, you do things to block it, to congest it, to deflect it, as opposed to absorb it and let it flow through you and out of you. You're going to be in trouble. And again, this is not a judgment from, oh, he's on his high moral horse, his orthorexic horse that says I should eat cleaner foods. Well, even if you don't eat cleaner foods, like you said, Super Don, in the study, if you live in nature, you're going to be more resilient. Now, I think you'll even overwhelm it when you live in Monsanto land and you spray the GMO pesticides and other things. That will, you know, be beyond the ability of nature to rebalance the force, and you're going to end up with horrible diseases. But the good news is that if you just do one, two, three, four little things, stepping in the right direction, reducing your toxic inflow by even a percentage point will pay you back tenfold. And as you get stronger, you may start believing the things that I'm telling you are real, they're true, they're accurate. And you may trust the process, and you might try one more thing and one more thing. The things we've talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, since 1999 on forward. And you'll find that that power is coming back to you, not because I am giving it to you. That's not the way I try to relate that. But is basically pointing out these things that you can access. And first and foremost, it does have to start, you atheist, with a belief system. Why? Because if you don't believe something, it's very hard for you to do something differently. If you don't believe that you can change your life, and if you're empowered to heal, or if you believe it's just a roll of the dice and you got the bad numbers and you're a victim, you're going to look for somebody to save you. Now, if you're a Christian, you might find that to be Jesus. If you're an atheist scientist, you might find that to be Neil deGrasse Tyson chicken. Right? Yeah, I'm saying that you can do this. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Wasn't that Rob Schneider?
It was, yes.
Great guy. We still got to get him on. He said he would come on, but we are tracking that man down. Anyway, what else is on? You need more reasons to eat healthy. We'll give you five more reasons. And it's not about losing weight either. Stick around for that. You can call us 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Tell your friends.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, we got to eat well, don't we? What does that mean? You know, when the government says, Michelle Obama says, we got to eat well. Do you see all the stuff on Michelle Obama in the alternative media saying that she's really a man? Have you seen that?
No.
I love, you know what? I love freedom of speech. The more weird, almost the better, because it breaks up the, oh, this is the official story, right? Just like, blow it out, man. We're a myth-making species. Everybody's making stuff up all the time. My point here, what we try to reveal to you are things that actually work, but you got to put it to the test, you know?
I think
see if it really works.
Like that. I mean, just, yeah. I didn't pay any attention to it like a while back, but.
Right.
Michelle Obama's a man?
Well, I don't know personally.
You
I don't know? No, I don't know.
Yeah, so you're saying she could be a man, which would make
sense. You know, there's feminine and masculine components in every human being, whatever gender
speaking,
you are.
Rhetorically right. speaking, she. Okay.
Right. Now, I mean, is it the broad shoulders and the Adam's apple? I don't know. Oh, I'm going to get such hate mail. I just. Just kidding. What does Barack Obama say about eating healthy? I'm going to risk this because this audio just appeared, and I think we're going into five reasons to eat healthy, and it isn't about losing weight, but Barack Obama may want to have something to say about that.
I mean, I know I've been talking about health care a lot, but I think cupcakes are good for your health.
Okay, a cupcake joke. Yes, all right. Everybody, cupcakes are good for your health in what planet? Zubla dubla. And that's not even on the surface.
If your wife walked in with a cupcake,
right?
It would be good for your health, though.
My wife's cupcakes are good for my health. That is true. It's unique and different. They're all organic. very decadent, loads of fat, not as much sugar, but the sugar is whole and unprocessed, so it's got the minerals there, including the chromium. And by the way, I tend to take an extra 100 micrograms of GTF chromium, the whole food variety, when I eat those things, just so you know. And I don't eat them every day. It's a delicacy. It's like I don't deny myself or my kids totally that stuff. Just occasionally we have that.
So cupcakes could be good for your health. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He was talking about an organic cupcake.
Right. But he could be a woman. No, I'm just kidding. Gosh darn it. You guys, lighten up, everybody. Lighten up. We already did that with Styx. That's right. Equinox. Light up, everybody. Five reasons to eat healthier that have nothing to do with your weight. This is from the CIA magazine known as Time. Occasionally they put out something good. They're putting five more meaningful benefits to eating well without worrying about your size and shape. Which is good. I like these things that kind of go, all right, there's some other benefits than just losing weight, which really is not necessarily appropriate to say losing weight. If you want to lose something, you want to lose toxic fat, that would be okay. But losing weight, not good necessarily, because you could lose toxic fat and gain weight because of your fit. Muscle is heavier than fat. So people stop losing weight, lose toxic fat if you want to lose something. Lose the toxins. But what are one of the benefits of eating a healthier life for all you orthorexic out there that join me in wanting to go organic, non-GMO? Well, one of the benefits, according to this article, is a better mood. A better mood.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's exactly true, because we eat really well here. And my wife, wait, no, I did not go.
Wait a
I just
minute.
Did
Where
not,
are you going
wait,
with that? She
not
listens
going
to the
there.
Show. You're in trouble now.
No, that's a female thing. That's not specific to my wife.
Stop.
She's going to run
in
here and beat
into a
me.
Hole. Stop now.
It's trouble. I'm in such trouble. What is wrong with me today?
But it's true. They did actually a study, and they tracked the eating habits of 80,000 adults and found that downing more servings of fruits and veggies boosted mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Agreed.
Yeah, nice.
You know, when I eat really well, I'm uplifted, right? You
right.
feel it. You know, when we ate at the Green Wave Cafe last weekend when we were down in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, shout out to my friends at Allo One, Dr. Michael Haley, otherwise known as Clark Kent / Superman when the glasses come off and the cape comes out, and his wife Amanda. They're wonderful. And, we got to catch up with Theo again because he went to the Expo East. It's the natural product, biggest one on the East Coast. Find out what interesting may have happened there. Okay. Let's see. What else? If you eat healthier, sounder sleep.
Imagine that.
Sounder sleep. Imagine deeping sleeper. Wait, sleeping deeper?
Deeping
Which
sleeper,
way does it go?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Everybody wants the deep sleeper.
I'll tell you. According to scientists in Taiwan, this is kind of interesting. They found that when men and women who struggle with sleep disturbances ate two kiwis, where we're not talking about people from...
don't eat a kiwi if they're a human from New Zealand. Okay, just
New Zealand,
just
no,
clear.
No. Two kiwis, the fruit. 1 hour before bed, over a four-week period, they fell asleep 35% faster and slept more soundly.
You drink tart cherry juice, you will have deeper sleep. Why? Because it will bind the uric acid and help the liver to get rid of the metabolic waste. You'll also have better workouts, you guys and gals into fitness, and glowing skin. And even better, you can do the Robert Scott Bell Show because you'll have improved brain function.
Improved
like
brain
Super
function.
Don. Like Super Don, right? Smart kid.
Yeah.
Smart kid he is.
Ooh, yeah. Smart kid.
Yes. Well, we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Selenium, vitamin E. Does it help for cataracts? The officials say no. What shall we say?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go.
banking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Now we got breaking news on a major drug bust in West Virginia, but it's not like any other drug bust we've ever covered. We're going to get to that before the show's over today. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Please say thank you to the sponsors that make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible 6 days a week on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Reheard around the world on UK Health Radio. Of course, podcasts available all over the world through iTunes, Stitcher, Epic Times as well. And who knows where else, but the message, it just keeps on keeping on. That's what we say here. I don't ever say that, actually. I just said it
keeps
for the first time, I think.
On.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I've
before.
Never heard you say that before, but that's
such
what
a
we
weird
say.
Day.
So that's what
yeah,
we
it
say.
Must
on
be, I think it's the equinox. I think it's the autumnal equinox is having a strange
like
effect.
Like we
on
always
me.
Say, yet we've never said this before. We keep
right.
Keeping
see,
on.
Everybody goes into balance because it's like the balance between north and south at the equinox. And me, I'm throwing off balance, but it's fun. I don't mind. You know,
gotta be
having a good time.
Once in a while.
That's hope y'all are having as much fun as we are here. Super Don and Randy's on the board. He's lonely. If you want to call him, you can do that right now. 866-939-2355. 866-939-BELL. Selenium, vitamin E. Why do we take it? Well, according to the studies, it's worthless. You don't need that, especially if you're thinking of preventing cataracts. A study involving men over 50, that's their finding. And it's listed at healthfinder.gov, so it must be true. Vitamin E, selenium supplements don't seem, that doesn't sound very committal, to prevent cataracts. So what are they saying? Previous animal research had suggested that one or both could help prevent cataracts. So they went in and investigated further, and they did a survey. Survey says, doesn't work. But what is a survey? It's where you self, you know, you can give them a little, here, handout. Can you answer these questions? Did you ever take selenium? Well, yes. Did they ask how many, how much, what kind? No. And it looks like the people that took selenium and vitamin E still had problems with cataracts, about the same amount as those who didn't take or didn't report that they took selenium and vitamin E. The question, as we always ask here, were they getting their selenium and vitamin E from Squalmart? You know what I mean? Synthetic isolates, fillers, binders, things in such low quantities that the body doesn't even detect it. The wrong form. Can't use it. That's not taken into consideration with all of their so-called selenium and vitamin E studies. And I perceive that vitamin E is of lesser consequence because it's easier to get a macro vitamin relative to the micro level that you're talking about selenium and having the impact that selenium has in prevention of eye diseases as well. But they don't make the distinction. It's not new. It's not new for us here. So we take these studies with the proverbial grain of sea salt, which is actually a good form of salt compared to the iodized table salt, which we avoid.
Right.
You can pour that in.
Interesting. The trial was initially designed to study the prevention of prostate cancer.
And well, you know how the prostate, the eyeball, they're sort of close. No.
I guess it depends on where your head is at the moment. But
Rectal cranial inversion jokes.
Yes,
insert
yes,
them
yes.
here. No, don't insert them. Never mind.
So it's all about this. It's all about the selenium, really. I mean, you know, and how many times have we come across a study here where they'll say this isn't good for this and this isn't good for that? Yet, like you point out, they don't talk about what it was that they were actually using, what form of that particular supplement or that mineral or that vitamin that they were using. And they keep having all these failing studies and failing trials on these things, trying to make people think that it like there's only one kind of selenium known to man, right? That's right. All there is, just one selenium. It's no good, doesn't work. You know, but if you're using crappy selenium, then, you know, it's going to show in the trial. It's going to show in the
studies. If you're arguing against selenium, you are a big pharma stooge.
Right.
Okay? Because you get enough selenium, you can eliminate the need for a lot of drugs, a whole lot. And as they, you know, make their conclusions, you know, that they say, hey, it doesn't look like you really need to take the stuff because it's not good. But, they're kind of wishy-washy about it at the end. But there's always the one expert that concurs right at the end. We need to strengthen this so that people don't get the wrong impression. We don't want them to think at all that selenium supplementation is a good thing. And this Dr. Mark Frommer, he's an ophthalmologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, and he's an eye surgeon. Hmm. And he is an eye surgeon director for the New York Rangers hockey team. This guy's not as smart as the neurosurgeon of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, that he wrote Grain Brain, Dr. David Perlmutter. This guy, Dr. Mark Frommer, I'm not impressed with, because he says, to date, there has been no study that has conclusively identified vitamins or minerals as being a useful aid in the prevention of cataracts. Well, based on that,
yes.
Party on, eat some Twinkies. Come on, man. Nutrition has nothing to do with anything.
Those are good for cataracts.
That's empty calories, right. Twinkies for cataracts, right? It's going to go along with the pink ribbons for breast cancer coming up in October. And dagnabbit, is the NFL still participating in that? Are they going to wear pink ribbons, pink socks, and pink shoes? Because this is more scummy stuff coming out of the NFL if that happens. We're like 10 days away to find out if they're going to do the pink ribbon campaigns to raise money for what? Not the cure, but awareness for breast cancer and the need for ionizing radiation scans for women. That's it. After these NFL players are coming out and beating women, the NFL is going to endorse beating women with ionizing radiation and smooshing their breasts in mammography scans. I'm sorry, I did not plan to go there. That's just what happens on the autumnal equinox. And the fact is, selenium, the form that we use, the innate response, is something that is very powerful in the prevention of not only prostate cancer, but cataracts and anything else that requires cellular stability function, good gene expression, etc. Having said that, let's leap into the realm of MS and other eye-related diseases.
We're
going to find out something that's a little bit in opposition to the story we just covered from HealthFinder. This is on Natural News. P.F. Lewis wrote this, a woman with MS embraced holistic medicine and is now a healthy triathlete.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that? MS reversed with nutritional supplementation and naturopathic care. How could it be?
Coincidence.
I've told you stories about my friend who has recovered and reversed her MS, duly diagnosed, but now the doctor's saying, well, I wonder, maybe it's not MS, right? Because we what? Detoxified her. We brought her silver, essential fatty acids, selenium, chromium, silica, then all the things we know to reverse neurological degradation, and even certain body work. Like my friend David Peterson, what was it? The BodyTuneUpShop.com, doing extraordinary work there.
Right.
MS, multiple sclerosis, they call it a disease that's debilitating to the neurological system. Diverse and complicated symptom patterns. The immune system attacks the myelin sheath that insulates electrical signals in the nervous system along the spinal cord and brain. And they want to blame what? I don't know. We don't know what causes it. We sure know that there's no supplement that can reverse it. And if you say there is, the FDA or the FTC will come after you with guns a-blazing. If not, they'll be intimidating AR-15s in their hand. I mean, why an FDA agent needs to be loaded like a military soldier tells you how crazy this culture is at this point. But this sclerotic scenario, we talk about lesions on the spinal nerves with MS, multiple sclerosis. It's not caused by a virus, but there may be viruses present. It's not caused by a bacteria, but there may be bacterial burden present. It's not caused by a fungus, but there may be yeast and other fungal species also attacking the nerves, creating inflammation. And so what this woman has done, Aurora Colello, back in 08, she went blind in her right eye. She had pain prior to that. Her doctor told her it was optic neuritis, inflammation of the optic nerve. He ordered an MRI. It showed, oh my gosh, she's got 10 lesions in her brain. And the largest of the lesions affected her optic nerve. She had MS, according to the doctors. The doctors were not hopeful. They said, well, you're not going to recover. There's no way. You'll get your sight back. And you're going to wind up in a wheelchair within 5 years. Here, take these drugs. Right? She's a 35-year-old mother of four children, age 1 to 7. And she went into deep despair, and she thought her life was over. Thankfully, she didn't go the route of drugs and killing herself. Her husband and her managed to, well, be a source of encouragement and pray to God for a solution. And it's like that movie I just saw, Heaven is for Real. The guy cursed at God. How often have you cursed at God? I think God can take it. But,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's like, oh, don't curse at God. Well, God can take it.
He, whatever.
Yeah, but they prayed, and they found that all of the pharmaceutical feedback was just negative. All negative. And so they found a holistic clinic in Southern California's Encinitas. And she went to that clinic, and one of the doctors was, you know, more naturopathically oriented, and massaged her neck, and began working the area where the optic nerve, you know, runs through all these connections. We know the body mind. Boy, I tell you what, I am so confused on.
Monty Python there for a moment.
Monty Python was involved in her recovery. No, this is serious. They ran blood tests, and they found, guess what? She was deficient in about every mineral and vitamin that she should need or would need to be healthy. So they put her on loads of supplements, loads of minerals. But the AMA doctors wanted her to start drugs. She didn't. But guess what? On the holistic natural protocol, her vision began returning in only a matter of a few days. After 2 weeks, her vision was back and even better than before. They had to change her contact lens prescription because her vision was getting so good. And she, at that point, like I did at the age of 24, well, actually at 19 when I abandoned modern medicine other than for emergency trauma interventions, she knew that the doctors didn't know squat about MS, about chronic disease. And that if you want to solve the healthcare crisis, no amount of government infusion, no amount of cash, no amount of military involvement around the world is going to bring health to the people of planet Earth. It's going to be by embracing that green revolution. That in on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the green revolution is not a communist revolution. Because the green revolution for a lot is, it's a hidden communist red kind of revolution. What we're talking about is going local. Going green in that way. It's a big theme here, if you haven't figured it out. And we're going to continue to do so to teach you how to get well. Because it is your birthright. Healing is your birthright, and it comes from a far higher place than government. Or the religion of science. It comes from food. Let your food be your medicine, my friends. It's not a new saying. It's been around for a while. All right. The big drug bust in West Virginia. What was it? We're going to shock you with this story after the break. Tell your friends this is the place. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Healing. More. After the break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet, it's fulfilling you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Dude, I can't believe the picture I'm looking at. By the way, that sticks from Equinox in honor of the autumnal equinox. And
more cowbell, more cowbell.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And in South America and in Australia and New Zealand, where we have lots of listeners too, it's the, I think it's the vernal equinox, right?
The opposite.
Vernal. It's spring for them.
You flush what do you mean, Vern? And it goes the other direction.
Right. Vern. Remember Vern?
Yes.
This is a crazy picture. I mean, there's three cops in full regalia. They're proudly holding onto their police belt with all of their Batman gear on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they are so proud. It's like, we're posing for a picture because we made a major bust, major drug bust in West Virginia. You know, these police officers have got to be protecting us from the dangerous plants. Now, if you look at this, it doesn't look like it's a major pot bust, major cannabis bust.
It was great. I mean, the story behind this over the weekend, I come across this photo, and I sent you the link. And I'm like, you got to check out this picture. And you're right. It looks like they just busted Al Capone or something.
Like $100 million dollars worth of pot in this thing. Wow.
And you got all these bags and all this stuff. And I'm looking at it. I'm going, wow, that's pretty good size marijuana bust that they got there. And I look closer. I'm like, that is the strangest looking marijuana I've ever seen.
Yeah, you take the magnifying glass to it. You're like, wait a second. Is that genetically engineered marijuana? What is that?
It's strange. Yeah, kind of weird. And you read into it here, and apparently
This was a major, major accomplishment by the police force. They actually busted somebody with 190 pounds of ginseng.
Ginseng. Busted! Ginseng! Out of here! You're going to pokey for, like, ever! Because ginseng, you know how... What does... What the heck? Now, evidently, in West Virginia... Say what you will about West Virginia. One of the worst things about West Virginia is the fact that they don't allow religious exemption, which is violently unconstitutional, religious exemption for vaccination. But West Virginia evidently has a ginseng digging season. Now, I've heard of rabbit hunting season and things like that. Yes. Wabbits. We're hunting wabbits. Yes. Shh, be very quiet. We're hunting wabbits. No, we're hunting ginseng. And of course, if you've been harvesting this stuff before September 1st, of course, now they're 3 weeks into it, busted, buddy, big time. Now, evidently, this seized ginseng was harvested before the digging season began. You know, it's worth, you know, all 190 pounds is worth as much as $180,000, which is like fractional, because if you had 190 pounds of marijuana, what would it be street value? A lot more, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be more than that. But yeah. Listen, I mean, the ridiculousness of this story about it being ginseng is really... Here's the question I got. In the story, they say, besides the ginseng, they also seized stolen guns, illegal drugs, and $30,000 in cash. Now, my question is, why then do you run the headline of 190 pounds of illegal ginseng if you had stolen guns, illegal drugs, and $30,000 in cash? Don't you think they would be putting the illegal drugs in the picture or the stolen guns in the picture?
No, it's the ginseng. Yeah, because adaptogens are dangerous.
What the hell?
We got to curb the use of adaptogens. This is incredible. Randy, have you ever been busted for ginseng? I just wonder. You know, I've never heard of anybody being busted for ginseng.
Again, why? Why would the headline be 190 pounds of illegally harvested ginseng if they also busted them for stolen guns and illegal drugs?
Right.
It must not have been very impressive. It must have been like a joint and a cap gun or something. You know, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an excuse to confiscate $30,000. We know that what these police agencies are doing, you know, under drug forfeiture laws, they're just taking it, and then you got to try and fight it to get it back.
These guys, they are serious about ginseng in West Virginia, obviously.
By the way, adaptogens are a big way out when you talk about adrenal exhaustion and other things. And I remember our friend that had Shentrition. Remember, we hadn't had him on in a long time. He was like, man, the best adaptogenic formula I'd ever found, that Shentrition stuff. So don't get busted for ginseng. Try some Shentrition. That'll probably help you out a lot better. All right, we're out of time. Randy, send me some audio. I know it's there. I know the music is playing. Yeah, I know. Here we go. It's because we muted out and we did some Equinox from Styx. Happy Equinox, Northern and Southern Hemisphere. Balanced better than I did today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow, Dr. Batar, and who knows what other healing surprises. Tell your friends. The power to heal is theirs, too. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.